Trump pledges to totally obliterate the deep state if elected president. By Nick Gilbertson on March 4, 2023. Former President Donald J. Trump said on Saturday he would obliterate the deep state if elected president and told supporters he is their warrior in retribution. In 2016, I declared I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution, said Trump, delivering the keynote address at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Washington, D.C. The 45th president, who presently sits in a primary field with just two declared opponents, then pledged to totally obliterate the deep state, prompting chants of USA. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats and shadow forces who have weaponized our justice system like it has never been weaponized before. Sick, these are sick people. I will put the people back in charge of this country again, he said. Earlier this week, Trump released his latest policy video since launching his campaign in November. The 45th president proposed a sweeping pro-American overhaul of our tax and trade policy aimed at improving American manufacturing and ending dependence on China. He plans to phase in a system of universal baseline tariffs on most foreign products, with heightened tariffs on goods that come from countries that devalue their currencies. Additionally, Trump focused on trade policy with China. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status and adopt a four-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods, everything from electronics to steel to pharmaceuticals, he said. Earlier Saturday, Trump won the CPAC GOP primary straw poll, taking 60% of support to Governor Ron DeSantis's RFL. 20%, as Fox News noted. A Yahoo/YouGov poll released Tuesday showed Trump leading his potential top opponent, DeSantis, by nearly double digits in a head-to-head matchup after trailing him 3 weeks prior in another survey from the polling outfit. The change marked a net 12-point swing Trump's way. His lead had also grown over a larger primary field.